you know that there are what are referred to as the seven deadly sins. And number one on the list is the sin of pride. And the thing about all seven of these sins, but particularly with pride, is that, well, we just can't help ourselves. We just seem to have this tendency in our heart to be prideful. And it finds expression in so many ways. Think about with kids. They often will brag about the stuff that they have been gifted with: a bigger house, a cooler bike, a taller stack of video games, the latest model computer, or if you're a teenager, the newest cell phone. As adults, we have a tendency to brag about the stuff we've earned: a bigger paycheck, a better college, a successful career, a position of power and influence, how we have climbed up from where we have started. But perhaps the most challenging form of pride is religious pride. And in today's text from Philippians, St. Paul is talking about this in a particular way. He came to realize that the only way to overcome a heart filled with pride is to have his heart filled with Jesus. And in that reading, he makes it so clear that, well, if it's according to criteria of pedigree, of birth, of my status as a Jew, I am at the very top of the list. And indeed, this is what Paul is talking about in the first part of our reading. He speaks about how he is born of the tribe of Benjamin. Now, Benjamin was the youngest of Israel's 12 sons and had a special place, a pride of heart, in the life of his father. It was from the tribe of Benjamin that the first king, Saul, came forth. And so when Paul says, "I'm from the tribe of Benjamin," this is again a way to say, "I'm higher up than you are." And then he says that I was circumcised on the eighth day because I followed the law. My parents followed the law. And indeed, in Leviticus 12:3, we read these words: "And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." He makes it clear three times that his bloodline, his ancestry, is what defined him. But then he meets Jesus Christ. And this man, who is a Pharisee of the Pharisees, understands what Jesus said in today's gospel, where at the end he says, "There's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents." Now, the word "repent" comes from two Greek words, meta, which means beyond, and noia, which means mind. So the word in Greek for repentance is the word metanoia, to be able to think beyond your mind. And indeed, this is exactly what happened to St. Paul. His conversion to Christ was, of course, that encounter on the road to Damascus. But subsequent to meeting Jesus, his mind then went through this profound conversion and transformation. Whereas he must have read the texts that he'd known so well, and now he saw how each of them was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, I know in my own life how easy it is to be prideful. And I'll let you in on a little secret. When the bishop appointed me the pastor of St. Peter's, there was a level at which human pride was at work. Wow, I'm now the pastor of St. Peter's. Look at all the people who come to Mass every Sunday. I must be so important. And then COVID hit. And it's been a wonderful gift for me, because one of the gifts for COVID in my own life is bringing me to a much deeper place of recognizing I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to show, wow, I've arrived. No, what Jesus is doing in my life, and I pray in your life too, is bringing us into a deeper place of having our minds transformed, to think beyond where we were, to recognize how pride and pride of place can affect us all. But when we have a true conversion of the mind, when we experience metanoia, we then discover how each of us needs that shepherd. That shepherd who in his crazy generosity is willing to leave 99 to go in search of the one. That woman who in finding one coin, and this is such a weird thing, she must have spent so much more money to have the party to celebrate the fact that she'd found $2. But that's the nature of God. And when we come into this deepening relationship with Jesus, we will then learn to say with Paul what he said at the end of today's reading. I count all that as rubbish. And do you know what the word is in Greek? It's a great word. Skubala. And the word skubala is not as politely translated, if it's literal, with the word rubbish. It's more like excrement and even more extreme than that, starting with the letter S. That's actually the word that St. Paul uses. So everything that I was prideful about, everything that I counted as being so important, it's excrement, it's rubbish, in compared to knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that's what your life is about. That's what my life is about. We are here to deal with how pride gets at our heart, so that we can allow Jesus into that place. And we're learning what it is to be a people of true gratitude, true humility, and that for St. Peter's to increasingly be a congregation of extravagant generosity, where we delight in welcoming amongst us those who need to know the one whom their heart truly desires. And so may we be inspired by the remarkable honesty of St. Paul. And may we examine how in our own lives we have a tendency towards pride and ask Jesus Christ, our Lord, to take that place. So with Paul, we can say, all I desire is to be found in Christ and to know him.